six times. Carolina Crown stood on the same field as Boston Crusaders this summer, and six times they walked off behind them. Meeting number seven was Saturday night in Atlanta.
And the seventh one flipped Reed. Not luck, not a judge's mood, design. That result was 2 weeks in the making, and you could see it coming on the sheets.
This is The Recap, the daily DCI podcast from DCI Forge. Episode 3. I'm Reed Callahan, alongside Coop. 20 core, two stadiums Saturday night, right. The Southeastern Championship in Atlanta, the Midwestern Championship in DeKalb. Three stories.
A series that flipped, a bubble that burst upward, and a shadow that keeps growing without ever stepping into the light. Let's go!
Atlanta first. Bluecoats win again. That part of the sport remains on schedule. The drama lived one row down. Carolina Crown third. Boston Crusaders fourth. And the season table reordered behind a single result.
And look at how they did it, Reed. Remember, Crown didn't out Boston. Boston still owns the drums. One percussion going away. Crown won everything around the drums, both effect captions, and a brass line that beat every core in that stadium, not including the one that won the show.
Last week, the desk published a piece asking whether our own projection model was underrating Crown. The model said the climb was already priced in. The tape disagreed.
The tape just filed Exhibit A, three straight full field panels, and Crown's gap up to Bluecoats has shrunk at every single one. The model still keeps their title odds in single digits. Somebody is going to be wrong inside 2 weeks, and it's in writing either way.
The grading is public. The reshuffle piece on the analysis desk walks that whole series meeting by meeting and holds our model's feet to the fire. Story 2. 20 core performed Saturday night. 19 of them moved less than the Colts.
Plus 2.2, Reed. In late July, scores don't move like that this deep in the season. That is a core kicking the door off the bubble conversation.
Here's the shape of it. Sixth place on the deepest sheet of the weekend. Ahead of Troopers. Ahead of Blue Knights. The two core they'd traded tenths with all month. And both of those core went backwards the same night.
That's what ends the argument. Same panel, same night, opposite directions. The three cores fight for two finals chairs. Colts just left it through the ceiling. The conversation right in that lot is different this morning. It's not, do we make Saturday night? It's, go catch the Cavaliers.
And the why matters. Because it wasn't one caption spiking. Very nearly the whole sheet came up at once.
Which is exactly what a real breakthrough looks like on paper. One hot caption means a judge saw something. The whole sheet means the show got better, trust me. Panels can claw back one number, they can't claw back eight.
Story 3 takes us to DeKalb, Illinois. Santa Clara Vanguard win the Midwestern Championship at 91.95, a season high and a fourth consecutive victory.
Fourth straight, and every single caption on that sheet had Vanguard's name on top of it. Total command of the room.
And yet, our shadow contender piece asked one question. Has this climb been tested? It still has not. Vanguard haven't stood in front of the same judges as any of the top four since July 18th.
It's a PR, so faster lap on an empty track, Reed. The lap time is real. Nobody is saying otherwise, but you don't hand out medals until the other cars are on the same asphalt.
The other cars are coming. Allentown, August 1st. Crown and Boston in the building. Akron, two nights later. Everybody.
Circle, Akron. That's the night the shadow becomes a contender, or it goes back to being a shadow.
All three stories are on the site in full. The reshuffle, the cult surge, and the shadow verdict, all on the analysis desk at DCIForge.com, tables, projections, and the receipts.
And the calls, read that desk, writes down what would prove it wrong before the shows happen. Radical behavior in this business.
Before we go, tonight, Nightbeat in Winston-Salem, and the schedule wrote us a sequel. Bluecoats, Blue Devils, and Crown back on one panel.
Plus the entire trio. Colts, Troopers, Blue Knights, same sheet again. Every argument Atlanta started gets its rebuttal hearing tonight. You could not script it better.
Crown have a gap to defend, Colts have a number to prove, and somebody in that trio needs to stop the slide. That's the recap, episode 3. Scores tonight, projections right after, DCIForge.com.
Stay fast, stay clean, and if you're in Winston-Salem tonight, don't you dare leave early.